cares when I'm just hanging out with God? He wants you to hang out with him. Amen? Hallelujah. So we hang out with him, and it all starts with the Word. Look at John 1:1. In the beginning, what was in the beginning? What was in the beginning? The Word was in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word, hanging out with God, with the Word. When we start allowing the Word to begin to speak to us in our devotions, in our lives, amen. When we go into that place and we just allow that Word of God in our devotions to speak to us, to bring transformation in our life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, amen. That Word is key to transformation. The Word of grace. That's why Paul told Timothy, rightly divide the word. You got to understand that really, if you look at the Gospels and all that Jesus was doing there, he was speaking to the Jews to tell them, look, boys, the law is not going to help you. I'm here. I'm your answer. So many people start looking into the Gospels and they see all this stuff going on, and it's like, whoa, man, all of that was pointing towards them to tell them, you need me. So you need to rightly divide the Word of God. Don't get over there in Exodus somewhere and beat yourself up every day. See Jesus in every book in the Bible because he's there. Hallelujah. Spend time with him. When we spend enough time in the Word, listen to me, all of a sudden, things begin to happen in our lives. When we're spending time with the Word, time with Jesus, all of a sudden, healing begins to manifest in our lives. In fact, divine health begins to manifest in our lives. Oh, praise God. Thank you for that, amen. Praise the Lord. When you spend time with him, with his word, and you get yourself wrapped around that word, around the promises, healing begins to manifest. Faith begins working in your life. Why is that? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So let me give you something. When you're studying God's word, what you need to do is talk to yourself. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. Talk to yourself. Let that word begin to speak out of your mouth what that word is saying. Open up your mouth when you're in your devotion and allow that word to just flow out of your mouth. Thank you, Lord. By your stripes, I am healed. Thank you, Lord. I am prospering in all areas of my life. Thank you, Lord. There is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You probably need to quote that one every day. Amen? Because I know how the enemy works. I mean, he's really good at dumping stuff on you. Turn to somebody and say, he ain't going to dump on me anymore. Amen? He is good. He'll just try to dump on you all the time. He'll say, oh, you fell short here. You didn't do this right. Well, why is he doing that? Because he's trying to attack your faith. Because if he can move you off of what God has given you, then he's got you in an area of your life. Don't let him move you, and the way you don't let him move you is you open up your mouth and you give it to him. Right. What do you give him? You give him the word. Turn to somebody and say, don't be a passive Christian. Say no passive Christian here. Say no pushover here. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? So all of a sudden, healing manifests, prosperity manifests. All of a sudden, deliverance manifests. You might be hooked on more than a feeling. You'd have to go way back for that one. I'm hooked on a feeling. High on believing that you're in love with me. Dun, 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 dun. Who remembers that? Anybody besides, oh, look at you guys. Hallelujah. Amen. You might be hooked on something more than a feeling, man. But I want to tell you, once you spend time in the Word, deliverance comes. Judgment passes. You might be judged by others, but Jesus doesn't judge you any longer. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Come on. Give God some praise. Amen. Wow. You know, people are so prone to judge you at times, and we judge people at times, man. But we don't want to do that. We want to see people after the Spirit and not after the flesh. I mean, the flesh is ugly. I saw somebody just poke broke her husband. See, he's talking about you right there. No, 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 amen. It's not, man. God is so good. He loves you so much, amen. So grace just begins to explode in your life when you spend time in His Word, right? Wow. Spending time with God causes us to radiate His glory. Who is His glory? Jesus is His glory. Jesus is the glory of God. And spending time with the Lord causes us to radiate Jesus. Amen? Look at John 14:9. Look at John 14:9. Jesus on the Mount Transfiguration. Remember, we talked about this a little bit last week. Jesus said to him, I have been with you so long. Now, is that what I'm, that's not what I want. I'm sorry. Yes. I have been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip. He who has seen me has what? Has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Jesus was showing the glory of God. Jesus was the manifestation of God's glory. And he said, hey, man, he said, just show us the Father. It'll suffice. He said, how long have you been with me? Can't you see him in me? Amen. So, you know, look at Hebrews 1:3. Look at this. Hebrews 1:3. I love this. Amen. Who being the brightness of what? His glory, Jesus, the brightness of His glory. Jesus is the brightness and the express image of His person and upholding all things. How? How are things upheld? By His Word, by the power of the Word, amen? His Word is upholding all things. The Bible says over in Colossians, it says, in Him all things consist. All things are held together in Him. That's why you're not falling apart today, because you're in Him. Amen. Praise God. All things are held together, holding together by His power. When He said to Himself, He purged our sins, set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So Jesus is the very image, the reflection of God. If Jesus is the very image, then we should be the very image. Because John 1:2 says, behold, I give you power to become the sons of God. You're not a slave today, you're a son. Get out of that slave mentality, amen? You're a son, you're a daughter of God. If you're under the law, you're going to be a slave. If you're under grace, you're a son. I'm going to stay under grace, how about you? Hallelujah, man, this is good, Lord, thank you, God. Jesus is the exact expression of God's glory. If Jesus, with His physical body, was able to be perfect, the perfect image of the Father, then we have access to the same ability. Y'all hear what I'm saying? God does not just have love. God is love. As a Christian, this is the most basic thing we need before all else. A relationship with love itself brings change in our life. Wow. When you know how much God loves you, that relationship right there, that fact right there brings change in your life. You can't help, man. You can't help but just change automatically when you know how much God loves you. That's why John went about writing his book, said, hey, I am the disciple that Jesus loves. That's the way you need to feel. You need to walk around saying, hey, I'm the disciple Jesus loves. Na-na-na-na-na. No. He loves me more than you. Amen. Well, John, that's a revelation he had. God loves me so much. And love, listen to me, God's love casts out fear. And fear is the very opposite of faith. And what happens is fear comes into our life, but God's love casts that fear out when we know His love and how much He loves us. And let me tell you something else. Faith works by love. And the reason a lot of people's faith isn't working, because they don't know how much God loves them. But when you discover how much God loves you, then all of a sudden faith begins to explode in your life. It's like, whoa, man, this is awesome. Praise God. Faith is working on my behalf today. Why is that? Because I know God loves me. Turn to somebody and say, God loves you in spite of yourself. Would you do that? Say, there's no mistake you've never made that God hadn't already forgiven. Listen to me. Tell somebody, look them in the eye, say, there's no mistake that you have made that God hasn't already forgiven. But now turn to somebody else and say, that's good news. That is good news. And then turn to another person on your left side and say, guess what? There is no mistake in your future that God hadn't already forgiven. What? What? That is mind-boggling. To think that God desires that relationship with us. Love changes things. Love changes things. Amen? Now about a faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Amen? Love is what changes people. Not wrath. Just want to make sure you're awake. Did you see me catch that iPad? Quick reflex. Not wrath. Wrath will not change your husband. Wrath will not change your wife. Turn to somebody and say, amen to that. It might get you killed. I'm just saying. You got to be careful. Some people, man. Wrath won't do it, but I tell you what will do it. Expressing God's love. Let me tell you something. Love works every time. Boy, it's quiet in this Presbyterian church this morning. Love works every time. You know, we just need to be more lovable, don't we? I think of everything that we need, you know, with the glory of God and the image of God is that love being transformed into our lives. But it starts with knowing that God loves us first, because you know what? You can't love anybody properly without knowing God's love for you. Listen to me. There'll be a limit to what you can love unless you know God's love for you. When you know God's love for you, look out, baby. That love just, man, it's awesome. Hallelujah. And you're just founded on that love. You're not founded in fear. You're founded in faith. You're founded in God's love for you. That faith is working on your behalf today. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh. Look. Holly hates that picture. She's not here this morning, so look. I love it. It's great. Elise would be, oh, sorry, I can't see it now. Elise would be shuddering there, and probably Kay, too. I think they're both very young in that picture, but, you know, and Holly looks the same. So, I miss you, baby. I love you. Hallelujah. Woo! Image. I've got an image. Some of you have got images. It's a reflection. Amen? It's a reflection. When I see that image, it reflects many things to me. I see the image of my wife and my girls. It's a reflection. Hallelujah. Brings back good things. Well, you know what? This word is a reflection of God in our life. It's the word of God. It's the love of God operating in our life. And I tell you, this world needs somebody to love on them. They get beat up enough. There's so many challenges in life. There are some weird things going on out there, folks. I'm talking weird stuff, you know, and somebody's got to address it. Who's going to address it? Us born again, spirit filled, holy huddle believers. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya, woo, woo. Kumbaya, my Lord. Isn't this great? Yeah. Who's going to address that? Who's going to go out and make a difference in the world? We are. Turn to somebody and say, we are. Turn to somebody and say, we are. We're going to make a difference. We come here, when we come in this place, we begin to renew our minds. We get a understanding of what God has for us, and then we go out there and display that to the world. We share it with everyone we can come in contact with. We have a good attitude when we walk into Walmart and take something back that was broken and stand in line for 50 minutes. We're smiling. We got a great attitude. And we get up there. No. Hey, you know what? Man, this is all right. I was in mind standing in line. I made some new friends. It's all about your, turn to somebody and say, it's about your perspective. Oh, and just turn to somebody else and say, guess what? Jeff, what was that? What was that, that one thing that you were telling us this morning about the guy screwing in a light bulb? How many it took because it, the vocalist, yeah. What was it? How many lead vocalists does it take to screw in a light bulb? One. Stand there because the world revolves around them. Don't tell Kay I said that. No, she's all right. She's awesome. Amen. Don't tell Jeff sitting here this morning. Amen. What happens, guys, is our world starts revolving around us so much that we lose perspective of those out there. I believe every one of you have got friends. I believe next Sunday morning, this place, if we really reflected all God had for us, we'd have to go three services automatically. And we just couldn't stand it because people just, man, I want to come and find, what you got? I want some of that. Amen. I want what you got. What you got? I got Jesus. What? I've never seen Jesus displayed like that. Man, I grew up in church. I've never seen Jesus like that. That's because they had a wrong perception and understanding of really who Jesus is. But when you go out, we reflect that love of God to people. We show it to people. Amen. Because we have our emotions under control of the Spirit. We don't have the spirit of slap coming up us. Mm-mm. No, we've got the spirit of gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith. We have all that fruit operating in our lives, right? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm declaring we're going to have 100 youth in this place. Come on. Come on. Somebody say amen to me. Amen. Because we got people that are reflecting that image of Jesus. Young people, I want to tell you, this is a great place. You need to hang out here more often with this couple. Some of you need to get involved with that couple and help them out and be a big part of that. Amen? Because I'm telling you, I believe this place is designed to have 100 youth in it every Wednesday evening. No problem at all. How do we do that? We reflect God's love to others. I saw a young man bring in a friend this morning. I thought, man, that is awesome. Amen? A young man bringing in another young man, had his Bible in his hand. I said, dude, reflect God's love. Dude, man, dude, you're awesome, dude. And I don't think it was that hard. He probably just opened his mouth and said, hey, would you like to come to church? Man, I'll go to an awesome church. Pastor's a little crazy, but awesome church, amen. Pastor kind of said, awesome church, amen. People are great around here. Hallelujah, let's stand this morning. Come on, let's give God some praise today, amen. Well, I am about a third of the way through this today, amen. But when the Holy Spirit says it's time, amen. And it's time right now because, I tell you, God's doing some wonderful things right here this morning. I really believe miracles have taken place already. I believe people are already healed. And I want to encourage you. I want our prayer team to run down here real quick. If you're on a prayer team, I want you to come up. Hurry. Don't stand back. Come up. If you're on the prayer team, I want you to stand up here with me. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're here this morning as well, I want you to understand we have a great prayer room over here. We're going to make that more of a reflective of a prayer room. We're working on that. But we've got people that will meet you, pray with you as well. And I just want to boost this because if you come in the morning and you've got something on your heart, grab these people. Say, hey, would you agree with me? They're going to be back in the prayer room as well. Would you agree with me? Would you help me today? Amen. And they will agree with you and release faith, love, hope today. Let's hold up our hands this morning. We're going to make some confessions before we leave this place. Let's say this morning, Jesus, thank you that you love me. Thank you, Lord, that you love me. I am so loved. I am the apple of your eye. Thank you, Lord. Today, I choose to reflect that love, to show that love to others. Even when I don't feel it, even when my emotions are wanting to rise up, I choose your love. I'm going to walk in that love, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, you love me. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Lord, you're always on my mind. And God, I'm on yours. It's a good thing. Today I receive everything you have for me. I'm lacking in no area of life because you're good to me, God. You're so good. Thank you for my relationships. Thank you, Lord, for those that I'm going to touch this week and change a life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God some praise. Woo! Hallelujah. God is good, good, good. Now, yeah, brother. Hang on. Yeah, brother. Is he? Amen.